Welcome to the Imagine Dragons Reviews podcast, and we're back again with another song review right here on a Thursday, 12th August 2021. And it's been a great day, and what better way to kick off this song review? Because today's song review is a song from the Night Visions album. And if you guys didn't know why we keep on doing songs from the Night Visions album, because we are trying to take down some memory lane as we do this song reviews every single week on Thursday. And also, if you're the first, if you're here for the first time hearing my voice on this podcast, don't forget to follow me on my socials at IDRocksForever on Twitter, MagicXRE1R on Instagram, and also subscribe to my YouTube channel on Imagine Dragons Rock. And that is the socials which I said it. So I'll tell you guys again once towards the end of this podcast to do all those things that you need to do. So speaking of what song should we do from the Night Visions album. So there are many songs from Night Visions album that I've heard. And I think this next song that we are going to review is something really, really different from what we normally say. Because we did not say this song most of the time, because this song has been incredible, but no one have ever said this song, because this song is really nice. And what song am I talking about? It's about this song called Every Night by Imagine Dragons. It's a Night Visions, and if you're here for the first time as well, you can start streaming this song on all music platforms, and also follow Imagine Dragons too for more crazy updates of their upcoming album coming soon on 3rd September 2021. And yes, we are here by doing song reviews. And let's kick things off here with some lyrics. So what we're gonna see on this first line of lyrics is we start with some chorus. So the first two lines said, I'm coming home to you every night. So it's like they want to go home. They just want to go back home, because every night maybe they miss someone. They miss their home, or a mother missing person who they love the most. Then let's see the next one. I'm the colorless sunrise that's never good enough. I'm the wind that's in your hair that ruffles you up. So as you can see on Genius, Imagine Dragons told us that he doesn't think he is enough to keep this girl satisfied. Like the colorless sunrise, he's just not that special. True, you know, I mean, no one is special unless you think that way. But if you think that you are special, then just go ahead. We're not stop you from saying that, because it's your own attributes, I'd say. Yeah, so honestly, I think that is the Genius annotation. And for those of you guys who do not know, I'm currently reading off some meanings from the genius website of Imagine Dragons. So if you guys want to find out more, you can find out more on Genius website. So that is what the colorless sunrise means. And let's head on with the next part. So on the next part, which says, "That's never good enough. On the wind that's in your hair that ruffles you up." So Genius Annotation said he knows that he isn't good enough at this goal. The wind line is a metaphor that could mean two things. So number one, he is just an insignificant part of the life, just like wind that messes your hair up until you fix it 2 seconds later. Number two, he is becoming an annoyance to her. He bothers her just like you would be bothered if the wind messed up your hair. So it's like messing someone else, is it? So you're telling me that you would get bothered if someone beat you up, if someone disturbs you. So it's like a song about annoying, is it? Getting annoyed, if I'm not wrong. We will find out in the next part. The next part is from the pre-chorus. So the next part says, "If you can find a reason, you can let me know." And Genius Annotation said that he wants to know what his girl is thinking of him and the relationship. He suggests that if there is a reason to, then she could break up with him. So what just happened from the previous two meanings is that person isn't good enough for that girl. So example, Dan suggests that maybe they could break up together so that to make it a better relationship. That means Dan want to live his own life alone. So that is what I think of this when it comes to the meaning. Then she could break up with him. So it's like a breakup song / annoying song, I'd say. But anyway, I do not know what it means, but it's really, really sad to hear some songs like this. Now on to the next one with "I Won't Blame You, I'll Just Turn and Go." Genius Annotation said he gets that she doesn't want to be with him, so she might as well not even bring up the reasons they need to break up. No hard feelings, but he'll just make it quick and more painless by leaving now. So he wants the girl to feel more pain because he doesn't have any feelings for that girl anymore because of something that happened. Because that girl doesn't want to be with him, so he basically left her. So that is what this sentences means, this lyrics. So we also have chorus coming up, which we just said it, and onto the post chorus. "My mind is made up, nothing could change that." So Genius Annotation said that he decided that he will always love her until the day he dies. And nothing, not even her living him, will ever change that. Does she share the same devotion to him, or does she just see him as a backup relationship? Well, speaking of backup relationship, you're telling me that Dan have lots of goals in his life in the past, and then you're thinking that maybe it's like a backup plan or something. So that is really sad. You always left her until the day he dies, and nothing, not even him hurting her, will hurt him. Oh my gosh. Alright, yeah, so So yes, so maybe it's like a backup plan or something. But anyway, let's just go on with our verse 2, which is going to an end of the song very, very soon. So the next one, verse 2, searching to find myself, but all I find is you. I can hardly stand myself. So Genius Annotation said that he hates himself. This girl is all he has in his life, and she is what makes him himself. If she were to leave him, he would be devastated. He would not only lose everything, he would lose a part of his personality. So basically he basically hates himself because of what he's done to the girl, or maybe this girl done something wrong to him. I do not know. It's like a messed up relationship, so called. And so basically if he would lose this girl, he would lose his happiness, he would lose his fun times being with this girl, which is part of his life. So it's really, really sad to hear this. But we're gonna continue with the next line. It says, so what am I to you? This means he loves her with all his heart, but he suspects that she doesn't feel the same. He wants to know if she loves him, or if she just sees him as the wind that's in your head or ruffles you up, or an insignificant annoyance in her life, like he mentioned in the first verse. So basically, if I would say, take an example, is Dan. So basically, example, Dan wants to know. So what it means that Dan wants to know if she really loves him, or she just sees him as a annoying person or some sort of person which wants to bother him so much. So he just want to find if this person really loves him so much. If not, then he would break up. So that is what it means. And I really feel that talking about this song makes me feel sad too. But on to the next one is on the bridge, because we've said about the pre-chorus, we said about the post-chorus, and now let's talk about the final section of this lyric. Well, this lyric doesn't seem to have any annotation. Well, there is right now. Alright, so this bridge, no matter what we're facing, it don't matter. Cause the reason I'm here is the same through all these years. I'm not changing anything at all. So no matter what challenges they go through, so this is the annotation, no matter what challenges they go through in their relationship, he will never leave his side. He will always love him no matter what. This is one thing about him that he will never change, even if she leaves him. So basically, I can understand this song so much. So Dan, example, Dan doesn't want to leave him, but this girl is like she's maybe acting really weird. She just wants him so badly, but Dan doesn't know what's up with her, because she doesn't know what she's thinking right now. And this girl might be cheating on Dan one day, or she might leave Dan, or maybe they could be together. So that is really, really like a not so good relationship. So it's like a love song, you know. So every night is a love song, from what I can see from the lyrics and the meanings through Genius. So the reason behind why I read it through Genius, if you guys do not know, because Genius, I don't think everyone wants to read it all from Genius, you know. Everyone wants to just listen to the song and enjoy, but people who doesn't do song reviews, they just listen and just say how they feel. When the song is good, they think it's happy, but in the end, it's about love. Well, love can be some sort of different ways. You know, you can love them in a bad way, you can love them in a good way, you can love them in a messed up way, you know? So you can't really tell what kind of love and what kind of love this song is given out to us. So it's good to actually do song reviews like this, and that's why I decided to do this podcast. This podcast is suitable for all ages, and also if you guys love hearing this podcast, you guys can definitely check my other podcast episodes from this, which I done last week. And also, we also coming up with another podcast episode next Thursday. If you guys want to actually be a part of this podcast family, what you guys have to do is to just tell me if you're a huge Mad Dragons fan. You have to tell me. Okay, forget it. But anyway, I'm not gonna say that. Obviously, I would want to continue my own podcast, you know. It's my own podcast and I want to continue, so, well, I'm not gonna say it, so it's just still my podcast way. But if I choose to actually stop this podcast, I think it would be pretty much a miss, you know, like, how do I say, like, most people would miss hearing my podcast, and I would feel really bad for them. But anyway, with that, I'd like to say thank you all for hearing this song review. It's been a great, great song review today. I love songs like this. And also, if you're not followed, do follow me on my Twitter at IDRocksForever. Follow me on Instagram at MagicXRE1R. And also, subscribe to me on YouTube, on Imagine Dragons Rocks YouTube channel. That is where you can find me on YouTube. And with that, thank you guys too for listening to this amazing, wonderful song review podcast. And I wish you all the very best of your days. And don't forget to stay safe and wear a mask wherever you are going to. With that, thanks again once again, and we'll see you guys next week for our next podcast episode. And we'll be sharing more from the Night Visions album, because we're not yet finished, but we are still coming to end for that Night Visions album song review. So do stay tuned for more song review podcasts. With that, have a nice day. See you guys next week, and peace out.